Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, everybody, I'm Norm Borg. Senator Bob Runciman has been a staunch supporter of our industry, and he is going out of his way to try and help us save it. He's holding a town hall meeting in Hamilton on Friday. Check the website for details. It's interesting, it's right in the backyard of the agriculture minister, Mr. McMeekin. Senator Runciman joins us on the other end of my line. Senator, welcome.
Good to be with you, Norm.
First of all, a lot of our members are worried. You've been through a prorogument of Parliament, have you not?
Yes.
So you know what goes on and what doesn't go on. A lot of the members want to know whether or not, for example, we'll know something about race dates in the new year. Will the function of, say, the ORC, which determines race dates, be frozen just because the legislature is prorogued? What happens there?
Well, government should function as it normally does. It just means the accountability aspect of the parliamentary government is lost, essentially, because there's no, legislative committees have not been struck, and the legislature is not meeting to debate issues or ask questions of the government. So the other matters, in terms of the operations of the ORC or the government going ahead with order and council appointments to various boards and commissions, that all proceeds without the scrutiny or oversight of the legislature.
So basically, horse people don't have to worry. The dates for racing will go as per usual in terms of how the ORC does what it does.
Prorogation should have no impact on that whatsoever.
Senator, you've got a town hall meeting going on. When is it? Thursday or Friday of this week?
It's Friday at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. We wanted to take it into the Minister of Agriculture's backyard, Mr. McMeekin, and really, very near to Flamborough, and drive the message home with respect to this bad decision to simply cancel the slots of racetracks program.
When Mr. McMeekin says things like only horse racing can save horse racing, it sounds a bit trite, but by the same token, are we not looking at, regardless of what happens to the slots program, are we not looking at creating a new model for racing whereby we're back to the days of when the wager actually meant something? And the only way we can do that is with federal help, since CPMA is the organization that governs the wager. We need exotic wagers. We need life-changing bets.
But I think it's unrealistic to say that the horse racing industry should transition to a model that's completely dependent on wagering. This is at the same time the OLG's planning, anyway, to build new casinos and add electronic bingo to bingo halls. I'm chair of the legal committee in the Senate, and we have a bill before us now that and I know Ontario is pushing heavily for this, for legalization of single event sports betting. And we hear that they do not want to allow racetracks to have those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, of course not, because I think it's more than a little ironic that the racing industry is competing with its regulator. How is that a government body can develop such a monopoly when there are private enterprises ready to step in? But
I don't know. It's hard. I have yet to fathom their rationale. I know if you take a look at the Drummond report, and this is relied upon for a lot of decisions the government's taken. But the Drummond had some concerns about it, and said that he felt that the percentage of gross slot revenues that was out of whack, and he compared it to other jurisdictions who do a similar program, and what he said was to essentially review and rationalize the program. He didn't say to blindside the industry and everyone in the Ontario legislature, for that matter, including the Liberal MPPs in the cabinet.
Yeah, I want to go back. If you don't mind, I do want to touch on the wager again, because this is something that Drummond did point out, that perhaps it's time to rely a little bit more on the wager. You're saying that to rely entirely on the wager may be impossible, but when you look to places like France and Sweden, these are hotbeds of harness racing, and they have wagering platforms that generate big handles. Do you not think it's about time we try and get some cooperation from both levels of government, in particular the feds, because of CPMA, to allow us to do these types of things? If we can't stand 100% on our own, why can't we try and at least, you know, take a bigger chunk of a stand of by ourselves?
Well, you know, that's not an issue that's until today, Norm, and I give you credit for this, bringing this to my attention. You know, I'm certainly, in terms of the Perry Mutual Agency, I'm happy to speak with the Minister of Agriculture around this issue. You know, I know the, I think I was told that the it's a levy of 0.8% in each bet. I'm not sure what the process would be to, in terms of, you know, increasing the take. I know I saw a figure where last year Perry Mutual betting benefited the province to the tune of $30 million going into provincial coffers. When you compare that with the $1.1 billion out of the Slots at Racetracks program, it's pretty modest.
It is small. And again, you know, I think what a lot of people are saying, people that study the industry, is that the reason it is smaller, because, look, it's getting boring getting $210 on a show ticket. Trifectas are fine, superfectas are fine, but we need what's called that life-changing bet. In other words, a guy can walk into a casino and have not an expectation, but the hope that he might be able to retire tomorrow with the right pull of the slot. Yeah. We want to be able to do something like that by, you know, having those multi-race wagers across the country that generate the interest. And then that's really what we're looking at.
Well, Norm, I would suggest that people in the industry, they know that I'm a strong supporter.
We do.
Get in touch with me about this, because I have not been approached to see if there's a way that we can, you know, assist at the federal level. And I'd certainly be more than willing to pursue it.
I don't want to sound rogue, but I think more and more of us are coming to the realization that, look, we need the help of the slots program. And ultimately, however, we're going to have to strike out on our own to some degree. And the best way, let's face it, if you can't bet on horse racing, and if you can't make it fun to bet and bet a lot, then what's the point? I mean, we are a wagering driven, or have been a wagering driven industry.
Yeah, the only, you know, issue that's been brought to my attention in a brief conversation was with respect to the Perry Mutual Agency, was from Ontario folks, was the concern that it be, those powers be transferred to the provinces and not retained at the federal level. But that's it. And I'd certainly like to hear specifics on ways in which the federal level can improve the situation for the horse racing industry. I know that one element that certainly I know New Jersey is looking at in terms of single event betting is allowing these sports books to be located in the racetracks,
right,
in New Jersey. And that's another area that, you know, if this legislation passes the federal house, I think, again, that this is something that we should be pressing on, not just the current government. I think it's not likely we're going to have a provincial election in the spring, and we should be getting all parties on side with a platform plank that deals with all of these gaming issues, because I think there's widespread concern across the province, not just with the racing element, but with the government's whole so-called modernization program. This is essentially going back to the past. This is a program, this expansion of regions and privatization, which was rejected by the Harris government a number of years ago, is something that was wrong-headed and was fraught with problems and potential for even more problems down the road. And the fact that they're not allowing communities to even have a voice in the decisions that are being taken with respect to whether they have a commercial casino, private commercial casino plopped in their neighborhoods. So I think there's a whole, there's a much bigger issue here that I think all three parties have to come to grips with. And I think now that the Liberals are in a leadership contest, it's an opportunity to put their leadership candidates on the spot on all of these issues.
Senator Runciman, you've been a strong supporter of Rideau-Carleton Raceway, and speaking as a representative of Rideau-Carleton, I tell you, we appreciate it. And speaking as somebody who works in the industry, on behalf of the industry, we certainly appreciate your support. Best of luck. Most success possible at this town hall meeting coming up on Friday.
Thanks, sir. Always good to talk to you.